You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. Big stories coming up here. Trump attacking the blue cities, and we're also going to talk about Trump Mobile and the damn troubled Trump watch.
Okay. We'll get to all that.
Wow.
6 minutes past the hour. It's a beautiful start this morning. Look at that sunshine on State Street this morning, John.
I bet it's got...
It's just
high
gorgeous.
Dew points out there, though.
High dew points today. It's feeling pretty muggy.
Yeah.
And temperatures are going to climb to the low to mid 80s later on. Right now, 69 degrees. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes.
Well, let's go to the phones latest. Right away. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, what do you got for us
patiently.
Today?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, they want to get rid of FDIC, the insurers, our deposits at banks. They want to get rid of the NCUA. Insures their deposits at credit unions, and for the whole thing of not taking care of one another, the whole thing of getting rid of USAID, I just can't help to think about, in our own Constitution, it says promoting the general welfare,
right?
And turning to Dickens once again, that for all these businessmen, that what did Marley's ghost say when he came? Business, you know, cried the ghost, wringing his hands again. Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business.
Yeah.
Charity, mercy, forbearance, and benevolence were all my business. The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business. I mean that.
Yeah.
Boy, Mark, thanks for reminding me of that line.
Yeah.
That I mean, that really is it. And these billionaires are taking their tax cut. They want that tax cut so desperately they are willing to throw the entire human race under the bus, and return to another Dickensian time. Geez. Yeah, I know.
Mark, thank you for calling.
Devastating.
608-879-8255.
Well,
that
brought me down.
Well, I'm
gonna,
okay. I know.
I'm just going to huddle
reality,
in the corner over here.
It's a tough one. Have another cup of coffee. That'll perk you up. You'll be fine.
You know, just the images of the film. I remember, you know, that scene, you know, watching the people outside that window huddling around
right?
the child at the feet of the mother trying to keep the kids warm.
Mm.
I mean, it's just...
Oh, I know.
Just,
yeah.
It's hard to even
it's
imagine
stark.
That these people have a clear enough conscience to come on living, collecting their billions.
I know. And every day it just seems to...
Yeah.
You know, it just seems to get worse. You know, just, it's awful. Okay.
All right.
But we push forward here.
Yes,
huh?
We're going to push forward.
Okay. What do we... What
Did
we
you want to get to...
Oh, yeah. Let me get to this. Thank you for reminding
before
me.
Before we move on.
You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbelievable great prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. And you can always check out the latest at Verlo.com. Find out about their adjustable mattress frames, too, right there. Verlo.com. Okay.
You know, it almost seems unfair to ask you to get off your Verlo mattress to go to work today, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
No, that's not in the ad, but they'll probably give me a call and say, John, do not ask people to get off those mattresses. All right.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, stepping out. That's the kind of guy I am. I mentioned Trump is coming right out now and saying that he's attacking the blue cities. He's out there. He's going to have a presence in these blue cities. I want you to listen to Trump spreading his prime directive. The stochastic terrorism, as I call it, which suggests violent acts against liberal blue cities, the mayors, the governors, and now, of course, we're seeing the politicians.
Okay.
The borders are, by the way.
Hmm.
Tom Homan came out and said exactly the same thing. They're going to occupy those blue cities. Let's listen to this.
On immigration, why are you ordering ICE to target Democratic inner cities? What's behind that?
I don't know what you're saying.
You did a post last night where you said you want ICE to really target Democratic...
Yeah, I want them to focus on the cities, because the cities are where you really have what's called sanctuary cities, and that's where the people are. I look at New York, I look at Chicago. I mean, you got a really bad governor in Chicago and a bad mayor, but the governor's probably the worst in the country, Pritzker. But I look at how that city has been overrun by criminals, and, you know, New York and L.A., look at L.A. L.A., those people weren't from L.A. They weren't from California, most of those people.
Yes, they were.
That's the focus. Biden allowed 21 million people to come into our country.
Here we go.
Of that, vast numbers of those people were murderers, killers,
no.
people from gangs,
nope.
people from jails. They emptied their jails out into the U.S. Mm-hmm. Most of those people are in the cities, all blue cities, all Democrat-run cities, and they think they're going to use them to vote. It's not going to happen.
See, using them to vote... And I, you know, that was like a punchline I didn't expect to get. Mm. You know, I know that he's going after the blue cities because of the fear that he has of these people who are let out of prisons in other countries and brought into this country by Joe Biden. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats, the whole thing. And it's just so ridiculous and so you know, it just blows your mind. It's so dumb. It sounds so stupid. And yet he is doing this. He has this paranoia. And I don't know why we're not calling him out on that. It's like he's really afraid. He's looking over his shoulder all the time. There's going to be an immigrant there, someone who will kill you. Well, anyway.
And they're not. That's the wrong picture of these immigrants. They're seeking asylum. Most of them want to get in and make a good life for themselves. They're not coming in to cause trouble. They're here to start their lives over and do, you know, good things and start a business, bring their families over.
Well, I'm going to feed into that paranoia. I'm going to say all those people that were released from those prisons and insane asylums.
Insane asylums.
They're working in the hotel industry.
Oh.
Which you just exempted.
Really?
Which you just exempted. they're smart, man.
Okay.
Those psychos.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the Democracy Docket, you might want to visit that site, Democracy Docket.
Okay.
They wrote, President Trump's ordered ICE to target major U.S. cities, the core of the Democratic Power Center, they say, to punish his political opponents, citing election conspiracy theories that Democrats use undocumented immigrants to expand their voter base. It is so preposterous, so unbelievable, and no one has found these voters. Mm. They're not out there. And no matter how much they claim they found them, they're out there. We haven't seen any prosecutions any place in regards to any of this. So it's just all made up. Anyway,
it's exhausting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, why don't we get to something a little more entertaining, more bizarre?
Really?
It's the Trump mobile.
Oh, yeah, this is the new phone, right?
Yes.
On the market
their
already?
Their whole company is... Yeah, well, Eric Trump is out there promoting this thing.
Oh, Eric.
It's a $500 gold-colored phone. Now, if we all remember the Trump White House tour that he was giving to some reporter.
Yeah.
And he was pointing out the gold.
Oh, all the gold they put in.
Artifacts in the office because they're real gold. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, they can't be painted gold because there's not a paint that looks just like gold. So in order to replace the bad-looking gold-colored paints, they brought in real gold because most people can afford to do that.
To put it on the mantle of the Oval Office and all that.
Yeah, all the figurines,
all the gold,
right?
Yeah, and the figurines.
So
beautiful.
So anyway, these phones are, I hope they're going to be colored a nice realistic gold color.
The mobile phone, the Trump mobile phone company.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And my son tore into this thing. He recognizes phones and phone designs.
He's good with phones.
Yeah. So he looked this whole thing up and he found out it's a Chinese company making these phones.
Of course.
And it's called Red Wing Tech. It's called WingTech, and they make generic phones for all these companies that want to have their own particular phone line.
Hmm.
And he also said that the design looks like an older design, and it was. It's like last year's model.
Okay.
And so it's not a high-tech phone at all. And we're assuming at this point, now I'm assuming, that they have a warehouse full of these old phones.
Really?
And Eric Trump found them, and... And he's got a base of suckers that buy any of this stuff that's got a Trump name on it. Oh, so they're going to put out these $500 gold-colored phones, dubbed the T1, Trump one, later this year as part of the service's launch. It's going to be like $47 a month.
Okay.
It's $47.45. Playing off of the, you know, Trump was a 45th and 47th president. So, 45th. Yeah.
Okay.
God.
Wow. It never ends.
And the company is licensing the president's name to a wireless service that is supported by three major U.S. carriers. So it's just a third wrong phone company, like a lot of them are, and there's nothing wrong with them at all. But anything called Trump Mobile has got to be scary. Let's play cut 150, please.
Okay. This morning, you've got an announcement on a new phone. Tell me about that and what you're looking to, quote unquote, correct here.
Well, you know, Maria, more and more we're using technology as a company, right, to correct the problems. Obviously, Truth Social was to correct freedom of speech, right? I mean, he lost his throughout the political process. Obviously, crypto, and we've got the biggest projects in crypto, was to correct another problem, which is the fact that they were debanking all conservatives. I was the most canceled person probably in the history of the country. And now we're doing Trump Mobile, and Trump Mobile is going to revolutionize cell phones, mobile calling. We're going to do it better. We're going to do it safer. We're going to have more functionality, more features.
Security.
And the coolest thing about all these ventures is we're doing it right here in the United States. You're not calling up call centers in Bangladesh. You're not, you know, you're doing it right out of St. Louis, Missouri, and you're going to have phones that are made right here in the United States of America, and they're going to have, it's going to be cheaper, $47 a month. You're going to have more international dialing for free, hundreds of countries, international dialing for free. It is the biggest bang for the buck, and we're really excited to get into the space. I mean, when you take kind of technology, obviously real estate's always been our bread and butter, but when you take the technology world between the social platforms, you know, the actual hard devices, which is really what Trump Mobile is, you know, and then kind of the true retail banking, CeFi, DeFi, you know, worlds of cryptocurrency, which is no question where the world is going. I really believe we're going to have one of the great kind of tech platforms as part of the Trump organization of any company in the world, and I couldn't be more proud of Trump Mobile.
I disagree. So many problems with it. First of all, I know that they love texting people in other countries.
Oh, sure.
What a great feature. I have this desire to text people in other countries. Who's doing that? Nobody's doing that.
They see that as a future point, though.
Yes.
Nobody's doing it. Let's do it.
I know they're doing it. What a great feature, huh?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, this is what they're selling everybody, and they think they're going to sell this stuff. And really, you know, they're going to make the phones here, right? Mm-hmm. But they're really using these Chinese phone makers. Yeah. And then another person writes, pay mega influencers to promote it, subscribe nitwit mega buyers to the phone service plan, and sell the subscribers to a larger carrier. Get rich and laugh at the gullible morons who buy into the Trump Mobile service. This is crazy stuff. But now, is it a quality product? You're going to find out that the Trump watch wasn't a quality product, and we'll have that in just a moment.
All right, stay with us. Also, right around the corner, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, get the latest on the weather for today, the rest of the week. It's all coming up on John and Gordy.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, this is
Mike McCabe, author, Substack blogger, and regular guest on John and Gordy in the Morning. Just found out the boys are up for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison Award for Best Radio Team. I see why up close every Wednesday and urge you to make it official by voting John and Gordy Best Radio Team. Even though they'll probably get big heads and won't want some farm boy from the middle of nowhere on their show anymore. No.
So did you tell him?
What?
So did you tell him?
No. Yes, if you want to vote for Best of Madison, for Best Radio Team for us, just go to our website, WMDXRadio.com, and click on the banner about Best of Madison for Madison Magazine. Okay. What a gorgeous start to this
Absolutely
Tuesday.
Absolutely not.
It sure looks beautiful, but it feels kind of muggy already.
Well, yes.
Who could possibly be here to tell us more about what our weather situation
is?
How bad is it out there?
It really is quite bad.
How's the humidity? Who could tell us?
Brittany Merlot.
Oh, yes. Let's
turn
it over.
You know how bad it is outside?
What?
It's about as good outside as you guys and your show.
Yeah, there
you agree?
So you're saying it's miserable? Yes, what would you say?
Absolutely.
I'm saying it's beautiful. It is beautiful. Wonderful. I would rather be south. It looks gorgeous out there, you guys.
The
sun shining?
It looks great. It looks great.
It's
fantastic.
Really bright,
you can even see
here.
The brightness on us here in the studio because of the sunlight. Reflecting off the great, beautiful buildings that we have in front of us.
What's it like in Wausau?
We're starting to see some sunshine, but we had a little bit of crazy storms last night we had to worry about rolling in from Minnesota.
Really?
So we got a lot of rain. It's damp. It's soggy out there. So it's nice to see some sunshine starting to peek out. But you guys avoided a lot of that yesterday, so that's
awesome. We did. I don't know how that happens either. You know, I was expecting rain. We just have
it's
all the mulch
bubble.
All over the plants and everything, and I was hoping to, you know, get soak that mulch and get those plants ready to go. But, you know, it just doesn't work out sometimes. All right, well, anyway, hey, you got a really nice T-shirt on there.
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
Gorgeous.
You know, it says, for those of you who are not watching on YouTube or Facebook or X or whatever, it says Bigfoot stole my curds.
It's that wonderful silhouette of Bigfoot that you can see everywhere in a lot of people's yards.
Nice.
You know, this big.
I have that.
You have one of those?
Yard?
Yeah.
The 8-foot Bigfoot.
Yes,
you have one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are really cool. I love those things.
It's fun, especially when you live up in the woods and you live off of a decent street. Enough people travel on it and you're just like, yes, we're going to see it.
Oh, yeah. Stole your curds. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
So, I think we made it to like 73 degrees, the dew point yesterday. It was that bad down here. And I was indoors. It did not go outside.
So another muggy day, but maybe some rain or thunderstorms late this afternoon, possibly. What are we thinking?
Yes, indeed. So probably highs around 86 degrees. Still sticky out there. You've got a stalled front in the area. So chances for showers and storms probably start around 5 to about 7 or so.
All right.
And then they kind of clear on out of here around 8. So it's not going to be an all-nighter. It's not going to be a crazy thing. In terms of severe weather, you're in a marginal risk if they turn severe, which I don't think that they are. But if they do, maybe some high winds and some smaller hail. Otherwise, tomorrow is the soaker. That's when our temperatures fall to the mid-70s. It's going to be overcast, dreary, wet, a good 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. Mm. Still some heavy storms expected in there, and it's going to be raining all day. So, John, your mulch is going to be just fine.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. Fantastic. I was worried about that.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for that great weather forecast and the great T-shirt as well.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Guys, have a good morning.
All right.
Brittany, thank you so much. That's WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We got a text in here from Doug. You know, we were talking about the dogs and the cats. And
eating the
song.
Dogs, eating the cats. Yeah. But Doug has a great idea, and we might just market this at the next night market down here on State Street.
Mm-hmm.
He suggests that, have you thought about having donuts in the shapes of dogs and cats?
And selling them at the farmer's market.
We got to do that. We got to do that.
Let's workshop that. We got to
eating the dogs,
run that around
the
table. The
cats.
Work on that. Yeah. It's a
great
good idea.
Slogan, yeah.
Thank you,
Doug. Let's work on that one. Okay, let's go to the watch. And I've been trying to get to this for 3 or 4 weeks now. This is from the Daily Show.
The Trump watch.
The Trump watch.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a misspelling on the watch, and this is quite of an expensive item here. Quite the deal.
Okay.
So do you have that cut ready to go?
We do.
Yeah, 49.
Yes.
Yep. Let's go.
All right.
If you bought any Trump merchandise, I don't want to surprise you, but it might be a piece of junk.
Trump time. A mistake on a Donald Trump keepsake might be funny to some.
But it wasn't a laughing matter for the couple who paid more than $600 for the Trump-branded watch.
Get your Trump watch right now. Go to gettrumpwatches.com. It's Trump time.
Melanie Pettit likes the style, but it's what this watch does not have that makes it stand out.
Yes.
I noticed it right away.
The T is missing. It just says R-U-N-P.
What? So it should say Trump.
Should say Trump.
Instead,
it says Rump.
What? What a shocking story. I mean, truly, I did not expect them to be able to read. And you might be thinking, what kind of respectable horological craftsman of luxury timepieces would allow this to happen? Well, it turns out watches might just be their side business.
New eye-popping details about Donald Trump's watches, and there's a link to Viagra Honey.
This is a product that is born out of a licensing agreement with a company called the Best Watches on Earth, LLC. There is another company at this business registered at the same address. Called the Best Honey on Earth. They sell male enhancement honey, which is exactly what it sounds like. It is a product that helps men perform in the bedroom.
Wait, everyone shut up. Stop laughing. That's honey? This changes everything. Yeah. I just hope that those watches have like a little warning label on them, like you do for people with nut allergies. Like, warning, this watch was manufactured in a plant that also processes honey.
There you go.
Okay. So, that's from the Daily Show. Unbelievable. Yeah.
So you can imagine what the Trump mobile is going to be like with their Trump phone. The quality.
Yeah. Hopefully they spell it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, coming up next, Jesse Christensen from Cannabis DNP. All coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in a beautiful morning.
It's gorgeous. We have sunshine, highs today getting into the low to mid 80s, and dew points are high. Humidity, it's muggy out there.
It is awful.
Maybe some showers and storms later. Okay, welcoming into our studios here, Jesse Christensen. He is with Cannabis DNP. And they have you have a website, cannabisdnp.com. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And the DNP stands for Doctor of Nursing.
Doctor of Nursing Practice, correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
A lot goes into this, your website, and we direct people over there to cannabisdnp.com, simple as that, and check it out. It's it does a lot to inform the individual about what you're into and how you have made this this product that you have. And that's what we want to kind of get into. You know, there's a lot of different points of view on what is available out there now. And there are a lot of shops that are dotting the State Street and all the other avenues here in the city. So what is it that we're missing? A lot of people, you know, have kind of been brought up, you know, Gordy and I, of course, came from a generation of just, you know, buds and weed.
The flower.
The flower. But, you know, things have changed so dramatically now because this is, you know, legal. Hemp. This is where a lot of this comes from, is hemp, and a lot of these stores have popped up. You got to fill us in, and you know what exactly, you know, introducing people to this industry, because it's still, there's still a lot of mystery surrounding it. We're seeing the shops, but we're not real familiar with what to expect when we go into these shops.
Sure, sure.
Or go to your website and your product.
Yeah. Sure, sure. So yeah, there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of shops. There's a ton of products. As a matter of fact, I just got back from Chicago at the Champs Trade Show where I got to see over like 2,000 vendors selling multiple different products. Yeah. So it's an interesting industry. I like to err on the side of caution, so I stick more with the medicinal components and not so much the bright and shiny, colorful products that are out there on the market right now. So I like to stick with the low dose.
So when you say medicinal products, what kind of products are we talking about? Are we gummies and
yeah,
such,
so or? mine are taffies.
Taffy?
Yeah, not like the saltwater taffies. They're more dense. But they're also DEA registered hemp farms. That's where I get my hemp from. So I know that they're clean. They get tested for pretty much every pesticide, every metal. I have the chain of custody paperwork in case anybody wants to see it. And then I use FDA regulated CGMP compliant kitchens to make sure that there's an added layer of safety with the cleanliness of the product itself. And that kind of is what separates mine from a lot of products. Mine are very focused for a couple of different reasons. I work with sleep and pain and stress and anxiety. So I work with pretty much only two products as of right now. I'm formulating a few others, but I like to work more with the low dose, judicious amounts and dose products.
But now you have a doctorate in this.
I do. I got it last year, May, from UW-Madison. Never would have thought that would ever have happened to me.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, there is a push to regulate the industry a little bit because there really aren't any regulations. No one saw this development happening.
Correct.
Because of the hemp product. Well, they wanted to grow hemp in the state. And then after that, everything just developed from there. And now people want some safeguards put up, some guardrails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of basically what you're providing with your product.
So, yeah, working in the healthcare industry, I want to make sure that what I give to my clients or my customers is exactly what it is. I like to be very transparent. Again, that's part of healthcare, is being very transparent with your customers. Other people out there, they have a tendency to want to mock up their COAs, their certifications, and try to get the most dose THC out of it to make it seem very strong and very potent, because that's the tendency of what sells here in Madison, Wisconsin, and in Wisconsin in general, is people want the most potent product, the newest product. And that's one of the things that I like about Minnesota is with their rules and regulations. My products have been accepted up into the Minnesota market. That just kind of tells you what kind of product you're dealing with here in Wisconsin.
So in Wisconsin, what are the regulations?
There really are none.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
it's
really
just
as long, as, it's long as the hemp derived, the hemp that you receive is less than 0.3% THC.
Okay.
And then you can manipulate your products however you choose.
That's right. And what is Delta 9? THC.
So here in Wisconsin, we have to kind of specify the different deltas. The different THCs are like a family, 8, 9, and 10, and others. Delta 9 basically just, it tells you where the double structure is, the double bond is on the chemical structure. So let's say the Delta 8 would be over on this way, Delta 9 would be here, Delta 10 would be here. It just tells you where that double bond is on the chemical structure.
Does that determine what kind of product you make out of it, or what it treats necessarily?
Not so much what it treats, just what kind of product it is. So Delta 9, we know, is the major main component, psychoactive component of the cannabis plant.
Okay.
So it's the most abundant. Delta 8 is in the cannabis plant. It's just in such a low amount that to make a product from the plant itself would be extremely expensive. So what we do is, or what companies do is, they'll isomerize Delta 9 into Delta 8 with using different chemicals.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So Jesse, tell us about, now your medical background tends to focus on working with people that are 40 and older?
13 and over, but yeah, my sweet spot is about 40 and above. Yeah.
Okay. So they're probably customers of yours are coming to you for the first time, like, and what do you tell them as far as what, if they have an ailment, let's say they have arthritis or so, I mean, maybe there's a medical reason that they've heard that your products will help them.
Sure.
How do you guide them? What do you ask them? And what do you recommend for them? If I have arthritis or I can't sleep at night, that kind of thing.
So the workup is kind of like, it's personalized. Everybody is different. Everybody has their own medical background, medical history, medications that they're on, which a lot of people don't ask about. And if there's a concern for me, let's say you have a recent heart condition.
Yes.
Cannabis products may not be for you at this point in time.
Exactly.
But as soon as that becomes a more maintained, then we come back and revisit possible low dose, starting dose of like 1 milligram THC or CBD. But safety is always a concern. Transparency is always a concern. If I'm working with some patients with some mental health issues, I always ensure that they're talking with their psychiatrist or psychologist about any cannabinoid products. I give them my card. I'm very open about it. They can contact me at any time, but safety is a priority to me.
Yeah, and you mentioned a heart condition. There has been, of course, a study that's out there that said that lot of people who smoke are more prone to have a heart attack. Now, what's the science on that?
So I think you're referring to the ACC paper, maybe the AHA paper. So the ACC paper that came out in 2025, I think in May. So there was a correlation, but they couldn't really determine a causation. And then when they were talking about their study, I believe they only used four key words when they were looking up all of the medical patients' histories. So they used the words cannabis, stroke, heart failure, and something else. So it was very skewed. The information, was very skewed. So if you're only using those keywords, your numbers are going to be very high for those reasons. Now, if they would have added in some other things like tobacco use or BMI or other things like that, you can get a more well-rounded version. But because of it's news, it's in the headlines, everybody's curious about it. And again, they're just promoting that same stigma from 1970 of be afraid of this. You don't have to be afraid of this if you're using it consciously, if you're using this for the right purpose with the right product. Now, it is shown that inhalation does increase your heart rate by about 8 beats per minute. It does increase your blood pressure a little bit, depending on your product that you're using. But over time, your body eventually becomes tolerant of that, and then it actually will drop your blood pressure depending on the product you're using.
So are you talking about inhalation of smoke, marijuana smoke, or are you talking about inhalation with vaping?
There is a difference. Okay. So when I'm working with clients and they're not completely sure, and especially they have like an acute outburst of pain, the inhaled form is very quick. It's got a very quick onset, but it doesn't last as long as the oral or the ingestion route. So when we're talking about inhalation, what I like to choose is the vaporization method. It's the safest method. You don't combust the material, unlike smoking, let's say, a joint or a bowl of marijuana or cannabis. With that being said, the vaporization method also will increase your heart rate and your blood pressure, just because it's very acute. It's not a controlled.
Very sudden.
Yeah, it's very sudden.
Yeah.
Talking with Jesse Christensen from CannabisDNP.com. Do you have an actual retail location?
I don't, but
it's all online.
On my site, you can find all the locations my products are available.
Okay.
Well, I think that what surprised me looking at the locations is that you can pick up your product at Piggly Wiggly.
So, wait, what? really?
Sure.
Is there a Piggly Wiggly in Madison?
Out in Sauk.
Out in Sauk.
Right on Highway 12.
Yeah, okay. Out in Bellevue too, or Belleville,
So there you go.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, so we talked about inhaled products. Well, okay, what about gummies versus, you're offering taffy now? I mean, is that about the safest route to go as far as any ill side effects?
So the oral route, the ingestion when you actually eat it, I like this method because it lasts longer and you don't need as much. Okay. The inhale version works great, especially if you have acute issues and you need something right away. Yeah. But when you actually eat the edible, it breaks down through the liver, similar to like a lot of oral medications. And then it gets in the bloodstream, which is about 4 times stronger than what it originally was. Mm-hmm. But it also lasts about 8 to 12 hours longer. So you get that full effect for a longer period of time.
And what are we treating sometimes when people want to take this? Is it the lack of sleep?
Sure.
The inability to sleep?
Sure.
Pain, aches and pains?
Yep. So my two products, the sleep and pain and the stress and anxiety, those are the major conditions that I see a lot of people for. And this happened even before I had a doctorate.
This was when I was working the floor as a bedside nurse from 2016 on to 2023. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would come in for insomnia or pain, and they didn't. I'm not a huge fan of opiates. That's everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. But there is a place for them. It just should not be used long term. It should not be used chronically. Cannabinoids, on the other hand, can be used long term. There's no negative, horrible side effects like opioids do have. But yeah, sleep and pain and stress and anxiety are a couple of the things that I treat. There's a couple of different forms of insomnia that I work with, and then we talk about dosing to help better help with that problem.
And this taffy, can you break it up? It seems like everybody is, you know, taking little chunks. Yep. One review said I took a quarter of it. So is it possible to do that or to break it up like
Absolutely.
That?
So you can either just take a little bite off of it or you can use a scissors and cut it. But each package, each taffy is individually packaged within the packaging to help with shelf life, to help with longevity, and also to help with safety for little fingers getting into it.
And you would probably recommend, you know, trying a little to see what your limit is and just add on to it if you need more.
Yep. Everybody has their own sensitivity.
Well, just see if people want to find out more, the best place is your website, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Go to cannabisdnp.com. Yep.
And this Saturday, I'll be at Garver Sessions. I'll be there for the daytime and the PM. And then Sunday, I'll be back at the Northside Farmers Market, where I usually am every Sunday.
All right.
Very good.
Well, fantastic. This is great. Again, learning just a little bit about it really does help.
Good.
Appreciate you being with us, Jesse.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
We will be back with Leftovers on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Okay.
92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy with a few leftovers. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Jim and Sarah have a great deal going on there. You can check them out at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. If you have hearing issues, go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can do a simple hearing test there to get you started. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned. They help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they do that each and every day. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com for more information. Okay.
Yes, bad news. We've been working with them on a Borg version of the hearing aid, and it just hasn't been working out well. So
it's because we were doing the technology, just offering up these different ideas, and it didn't quite pan out the way.
That's true. That's true.
The hearing aids were.
But we appreciate all the work that.
But
went
they
into
have
it.
The best. They have the best stuff.
They do.
They've got it all right there. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Okay. All right. I was listening to Market Watch on public radio, and it was I love that. Kai Ryssdal is one of my favorite talk show hosts. But anyway, he had this little factoid, which I thought was rather interesting, finally putting a point to all of the job losses in the federal government. He said, we have lost so far 280,000 jobs in the federal government. 280,000 people lost their jobs. Who knows about their home mortgages? I mean, these are people who relied on a good, solid government
steady,
job.
Long-lasting
job. Yes, with benefits, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And 280,000 is just mind-boggling.
That is, that's...
It's just wrong.
That's hard to wrap your mind around, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, the other big story that came out was even worse. I mean, this is just, like, crazy. And this is something that Trump put in place. And I want, this is a web wisdom, okay. And we've heard Tizzy Ent before, and I thought he explained it rather well here. This is cut 149, and it is having to do with vets getting treatment. Let's listen.
Okay.
Donald Trump and Republicans love veterans, right? That's what I've always been told, that they love veterans. They seem to imply that Democrats don't, but the Republicans definitely love veterans. Unless those veterans are Democrats or unmarried. According to this new piece from The Guardian, extremely disturbing and unethical new rules allow VA doctors to refuse to treat Democrats and unmarried veterans. Doctors at VA hospitals nationwide could refuse to treat unmarried veterans and Democrats under new hospital guidelines imposed following an executive order by Donald Trump. The new rules obtained by The Guardian also apply to psychologists, dentists, and a host of other occupations. They have already gone into effect in at least some VA medical centers. So it works like this. Medical staff are still required to treat veterans despite their race, color, religion, and sex, and all veterans remain entitled to treatment. However, individual workers are now free to decline care for patients based on personal characteristics not explicitly prohibited by federal law. So what does that mean? It means language requiring healthcare professionals to care for veterans regardless of their politics and marital status has been explicitly eliminated. Also, doctors and other medical staff can be barred from working at VA hospitals based on their marital status, on their political party affiliation, or even union activity.
Amazing.
And we're talking about like chiropractors, certified nurse practitioners, optometrists, podiatrists, licensed clinical social workers, and speech therapists can just lose their job because they're registered Democrat. Or because they're just not married. When you claim to care about veterans, to care about the fact that these people, regardless of their political party affiliation, served their country, many of them got injured doing so, and now you want to deny them care because of who they might vote for, when you say that, it's a real big don't listen to what I say and watch what I do kind of situation.
Hmm. So there you go. That's that was a big story yesterday and kind of blew up on the web.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to check that out. Let's find out what, hey, we've got a call from CJ.
We only got about a minute left here, so we'll have to keep it pretty quick. CJ, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, just since you brought that up, I'm looking at a chart from the Labor and Statistics United States government. Added 709,000 jobs in 2023. 709,000. And you're complaining about losing 200,000?
Yes.
Well, Biden increased. That's from the U.S. Government, Labor and Statistics. So,
right. Well, I'm not disputing it. Okay.
Look at the facts. It's easy to look at the chart.
Yes.
And I know, you know, it's hard to describe mathematics over the phone or over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at charts,
yep.
Like the border chart, you watch it skyrocket underneath Biden. And, you know, the border is now secure. And if Trump was a king, it wouldn't be so hard to pass things in the Congress and the Senate.
Yeah, it'd be great if he were a king.
So
huh?
You want him to be king.
You want him to be a king, don't you? Okay, well, you know, but now you just said it yourself.
No,
if you watch the border, but you're very visual on that. But what about the numbers? How many people did Biden send away from this country?
Not enough.
Okay.
He invited 20 million.
Not enough. Okay, well,
CJ, we're out of time.
CJ,
sorry.
We're completely out of time. You got to
call us
earlier.
Back,
we like hearing from you. All right.
All right. That's CJ. Okay. Coming up next is Stephanie Miller. This portion of John and Gordy brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant throughout their history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to verlo.com.
There's so much to unwrap there, but we got to talk to them again.
Have a good day.
Oh, they're drones.
Look out.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.